deep in the heart of the Brazilian Amazon, where rivers cut through the emerald forest and silence holds the weight of creation, a woman of faith walked among the poor, a sister, a teacher, a prophet for justice. Her name was Sister Dorothy May Stang, a sister of Notre Dame de Namur and a witness of Christ who gave a life defending the dignity of the poor and the sanctity of God's creation. Dorothy Stang was born in Dayton, Ohio, in 1931, one of nine children in a humble Catholic family. From her earliest days, she loved scripture, the outdoors, and people. She entered religious life at 17, drawn to the simplicity and joy of the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur. Her vocation was rooted in a simple truth: the gospel must be lived where life is most fragile. In the 1960s, Sister Dorothy journeyed to Brazil, to a land of breathtaking beauty and profound suffering. There, she met rural families struggling to survive, threatened by the powerful forces of greed, as the rainforest was stripped bare for profit. The poor had no voice, and the earth itself groaned for justice. For nearly 40 years, Sister Dorothy walked with the people of Para, teaching them to read the Word of God and to claim their rights as children of God. She taught them to cultivate the land with dignity, to see creation as a gift, and to defend it with courage. She often said, "The death of the forest is the end of our lives." Her vision was not political, it was profoundly spiritual. She saw the rainforest as the garden of God, and the poor as His beloved children. But her defense of the poor brought her into conflict with those who exploited them. Powerful ranchers and loggers sought to claim the land for themselves. Threats mounted. Her name appeared on death lists. Friends begged her to leave, but Sister Dorothy would not. Her answer was simple: "I can't run away from this struggle. The poor have no one but us." On the morning of February the 12th, 2005, in a small clearing near the village of Anapu, Sister Dorothy rose early. She carried a Bible and walked along a dirt path toward a community meeting. Two hired gunmen emerged from the trees. They demanded to know if she had any weapons. She held up a Bible and said, "This is my weapon." Then she began to read aloud from the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Moments later, she was shot 6 times and fell to the earth she had loved and defended. She was 73 years old. Her blood mingled with the soil of the Amazon, a seed of hope planted in faith. Pope John Paul II called the death a testimony of the gospel lived to the end, and the people of Para called her Irma Dorothy, the angel of the Amazon. Sister Dorothy Stang's martyrdom reminds us that the gospel demands more than words. It asks for witness in a world tempted by greed and indifference. She chose compassion in a forest consumed by violence. She sowed peace, and in death, she proclaimed what she had always believed, that love is stronger than fear and faith more powerful than death. Sister Dorothy Stang, pray for us.